Students in grades 3rd through 8th begin taking English language arts assessments across New York State Tuesday, but there hasn't been as much noise in the opt-out movement as in past years.
But there is certainly a group of people who just don't want to have any kind of standardized tests.
Stephen Sigmund is executive director of Higher Achievement. The organization is urging students and parents to say yes to the test. Sigmund insists enough attention has been paid to making changes to ease the burden on students.
There are changes that have been made for 3 years. And good, smart changes. And there are continuing changes going on to the standards themselves, and so therefore the tests will continue to change to meet those revised standards. And you get rid of standardized tests, and then you won't be able to compare kids across the state or know any of the kinds of achievement gaps that we just cited.
No, I don't buy it at all.
But Springville parent Chris Cerrone disagrees. He's with the Western New Yorkers for Public Education, an organization that continues to promote a boycott of the state assessments. Cerrone has two children in the Springville Middle School. Both will opt out today.
You know, that we're shortening the tests. We say, why do we need 3 days of tests? Why do we need for each subject and 6 total days? Why do we need to have an hour and a half up to possibly even on time for students too? Is that really a way to measure learning?
I want to really emphasize that parents need to know how their kids are doing so that they can support them, so that they are the kids that are succeeding and not the ones who are struggling.
Dr. Wendy Mistretta is a Buffalo school parent of a 7th and 8th grader. She also had a chance to be part of the State Education Department's review team of the standards last year.
So it's been a long process of input. So there was input, public input before we went, then we went, then there was public input after. So State Ed has been really receptive to the concerns of the state and making sure that the standards are appropriate. And then once you have the standards, you have to assess them.
The decision I made a few years back to have my daughter opt out of the exam, I regretted that decision.
Patricia Elliott Patton currently homeschools her daughter. But when she did attend classes in a city school, she opted out of state assessments. However, now Elliott Patton is urging city school parents to make sure their child takes the test so city students can be evaluated for their achievements.
We have to know exactly where they are. It's major important for a parent to know what the child is proficient in, what the child still needs help in, and make sure the child is getting the things that she needs. To have a child opt out of an exam only puts the child at a further deficit.
Can a test really capture, you know, what a young child as young as 8 is capable of doing later in life? And we question a lot of that. But particularly in areas where they're under the gun for low test scores, such as urban areas and areas where there's poverty, you know, those schools are under the gun for test scores. And the concentration on test prep and test skills are even more concentrated in those areas.
Last year, over 230,000 students statewide opted out. The West Seneca School District had one of the highest opt-out rates in the region at 73%. Now, for the first time this year, some students actually began taking the ELAs yesterday because some schools are trying out the use of computers for the standardized testing. A spokesperson for the Buffalo Public School District says this year they've decided not to use computers but plan to in the future. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.